This is Superfast Business with James Schramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
Now, you might think this isn't an internet marketing or internet business topic, but really it actually is. Certainly, if you're dealing with customers on Skype or live chat or even via email, there's certainly the scope for you to have someone else do that. So you might want to hire a salesperson. Also, you may have a direct sales team and doing retail agency stuff. So there's plenty of options there. And if you have an e-commerce store, you'll probably make 30% more sales if you can have someone answer the phone. So let's talk about this for a minute. The first thing with salesperson is you have to specify what the role is. Like, what is this person supposed to do? And how much are you willing to pay? What sort of qualifications will you need? You need to spec out the sales role in advance. What behaviors would you like? What are the must-haves? What are the would-be-nice-to-haves? Okay, so you write this down on a form, and that's your criteria to be writing an advertisement. So next thing is you advertise. You do the ad design. Usually it will be some kind of words. Often it will be placed on an online jobs board, and perhaps it could be put into a forum or a signature file, or you make your own page, whatever works for you, but you advertise. And then you go to the next stage, which is the interview. For the interviewing of a salesperson, you will want to check their previous, in fact, I'll extrapolate that. You want to interview and check. Find out where they were before, what did they like, why are they leaving, what are they looking for. And you want behavioral-based questions. Talk about a sale in the past that didn't go well. Talk about why that happened. How did they feel about that? Have they got someone else in their sales role where they're at? Is it a sales team? How do they feel about competition? Have they ever had a time before where they missed a sales contest or they missed commission? What sort of pay structure do they have? What do they like about it? What don't they like about it? Really drill in. Salespeople, by the nature of their role, will be more difficult for you to interview than other roles because these people are professional persuaders and convincers, and they should be fairly adept at interviews because that's what they're doing every day for a living, is taking a conversation and making it work in their favor. So just pay attention to that. It's essential that you do reference checks for salespeople because they can fabricate things and bluff you through it. They're very confident. Then you have to train them. Once you decide to hire them, you do a job specification, you have contracts, et cetera, an agreement, it's important, and then you train them. There's no point putting an untrained salesperson to your prospects. They will burn them. There's no point letting a salesperson from a different culture or different product or service come and deal with straight-up prospects because they will burn them. And your role as the owner of the business is to reduce the burn rate as much as possible by training your salespeople. When I hired people at Mercedes-Benz, I didn't care if they'd never sold before, if they'd been selling for their last 50 years. They went through my training program, which took about 2 weeks, and they had to do two lists. One was a list of theory and one was a list of practical. The theory was all the stuff you have to know, engine specs, 0 to 100 times, the model range, what type of leather in the cars, who is our competitors, the history of Mercedes-Benz, etc. The practice was role-playing a sale from start to finish. I would literally have them phone me up to make an appointment. Then I would attend the appointment. Then they would offer me tea or coffee. They would take notes. They would suggest a test drive. They would show me over a vehicle. We would test drive. And we'd come back, we'd sit down, we'd do a write-up sheet, which was the 6-seed questions. We'd find the right car. They'd ask me to buy it. I'd sign up the paperwork, then I'd leave, and then I'd come back and they would deliver me the car the way that I need it delivered. And then they would follow me up afterwards via telephone to answer any questions I might have had, see who I've shared the car with, who I took it to, and ask for referrals. And that whole process happened via role play before they were allowed to speak to a single prospect. And I can tell you the biggest mistake in selling organizations is they don't train their salespeople and they are burning opportunity. So putting the work up front with salespeople, you'll get the rewards. And then, of course, you review performance regularly. Most salespeople are on a recurring monthly start. They start from scratch on the first of every month, and they have monthly targets. You need to make sure these targets are realistic and achievable, but also that they're ambitious and make people stretch. And if you have multiple salespeople, which I highly recommend, have more than one, have at least two, you can benchmark. You'll have some natural competitiveness. And then finally, you reward. Make sure that you reward the result you want. If you have hired a salesperson to make sales to existing customers, then give them a loyalty bonus. Every time they resell someone who's already bought before, they get an extra bonus. That will encourage them to farm as well as hunt. If you're hiring a pure hunter, then you give them a bonus for bringing in a new customer who's not in the books. So it's essential that your reward mechanism is aligned to the result you want. If you have a Rambo salesperson who just makes all sorts of false promises and lies to get a sale, you will wear the brunt of that later. So be careful with your reward schemes. And you have to heavily watch salespeople. I can tell you this from decades of experience. It's a tricky role to hire, train, and manage for. If you can get it right, direct sales teams are like they're like napalm on a fire. They can really take off as long as you can control it.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.